Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Happy Monday. I'm back. Laura did the show herself Thursday and Friday, and she said I was taking a much-needed rest, a long weekend during this COVID catastrophe, this pandemic, if you will. I like the cover. Actually, I like the cover. It wasn't much of a rest. It involved essential surgery at Geisinger. In-out kind of stuff. The carcinoma word. Yikes. But we're back. And we're getting it done. Hats off to Geisinger and every hospital. You know, my heart is at Evan, but this surgery involved Geisinger, and the hospitals are like empty because of the non-essential rule, which will be changing soon, I guess. But this being essential put me right in the thick of things, mask on face, up and down empty halls, sitting in empty waiting rooms. It was weird. But this is, and I hate the phrase, the new normal. I hate it. But if it is that, then here's another phrase. It is what it is. I hate that phrase, too. So I had a mixed bag of emotions this weekend. You know, when you say cancer surgery, that's kind of scary, no matter what kind it is. So that was that. Strolling halls of a hospital that's empty, kind of spooky and lonely and scary. And then, like, doing chores that I've gotten away from doing, but I'm doing. And some of them involve running errands, and you still see people out there not wearing masks. And you say, what is wrong with you people? Do you feel like you're untouchable? Do you feel like I ain't gonna get it? How about this one? Have you heard this one yet? Well, you gotta die of something, so. No, that's ignorant. Stupid. So, yeah, in a grocery store, you know, we've had the news stories on about grocery stores. They're doing a great job trying to keep us all safe. Yet there are some walking up and down the aisles without masks on. What are you, nuts? Come on. So now the governor puts a rule into effect that as of 8 o'clock last night, I don't know why these things take place at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, but whatever, you're waking up right now, Monday morning, you better have a mask. All right? I don't even want to get into the story of the customer that I was social distance from, thank goodness, or I would have reached across and strangled him. The customer I ran into in a CVS in Northumberland, who was still talking about this thing being a hoax. I was like, what? Where did you come from? What rock did you crawl out from under, pal? But he had a mask on. He was there to pick up his prescriptions. So he wants to stay alive. He just wants to think all this is fake. Man, where do you people come from? So today, on a Monday morning, I'm back on the radio. I'm healthy. And I count my blessings every day for being healthy. But I'm also wide open. My eyes, my ears. I hunger for knowledge on this situation. I listen to instruction. Please, let's try to do that. Let's all be safe. We can't say it enough because there are still a few out there that I don't know if you're in denial or what. So I saw it all this weekend. I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly. And let me tell you something. This pandemic is ugly enough. We don't need to make it uglier right here at home. So please, let's be safe. Let's stay positive. And we'll do the radio part. I'm and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
Kanye West says he's going to build something the size of a spaceship on his Wyoming ranch, leading some to say, what if you built a real spaceship and left?
94KX, it is Tom and Laura in the morning, spinning the positives of these difficult times. And the stories are out there. You just have to look for them. We find them. Take the guy in New Jersey that walked into a Checkers. There was only four people working there. So he decided to give them all a tip.
This is Checkers, right?
Yeah.
I have a question. How much you make an hour?
It's only about 11.
Can you bring everybody here? I just want to give you guys something. I know you guys work hard. I know you guys are strong.
Thank you.
This is, I swear to God, that $10,000 for you.
Man.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God, yo.
That's $10,000 for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
He gave each employee $10,000. There was four employees inside the Checkers. He swung by, picked up a couple of burgers, gave them $10,000 apiece. That is a good news story. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. Here's something you might care about. Quarantine constipation. Some of the only commercials are on TV right now for pharmaceuticals. Wait till this one comes up, right? A gastroenterologist says that it is a real thing. Quarantine constipation is real. It happens because we're spending more time sitting around, not in our usual routine, and that affects our colon. Why do we buy so much toilet paper then when this whole thing started? Could somebody have tipped us off here? Hey, you're not going to go to the bathroom for 5 weeks. Oh, okay. Skip the toilet paper aisle. I'm reminded of that movie, that scene in the movie from Austin Powers there.
Hey, partner, come on, you gotta relax. Don't force it. Get a blow out your O-ring. Drop a lung.
Who does number two work for?
That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss. Hey, just grab a hold of something, bite your lip, and give it hell. Come on. We're going to get through this.
And this is why I don't go to public restrooms. 94KX, I'm just a little unwell. You people know that. So you gave me all these phone calls this morning assuring me that everything's going to get better because the liquor stores are doing curbside today. Thank you for the reminders. I am, like, on it, okay? I'm on the news, not just the PLCB news, but I'm following everything that's going on. I took a couple days off, but trust me, I'm on this, but thank you for the phone calls. They're like, hey, Morgan, you calling the liquor store today? I got some news for you. I'm going to call him. Oh, yeah, I will. News is coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, the only morning radio show from two different zip codes. Laura's at home. You're not standing in front of the liquor store, are you?
No. Okay. You do have to pre-order.
Yes, I know, but I was thinking of just writing mine on a giant cue card and standing in the front window.
I think you might have a very, very long wait.
Anyway, I like the way the governor, like, set this all up, but he didn't say when we could call. So I would love it if there was a big answering machine waiting. You could have called it midnight or something, but that ain't working. So I guess you got to wait till they answer the phone, which means you have to wait till they're doing regular business hours. If you call them that, I don't even know.
Yeah, and I think the only one in our area that's opening is the one on the Strip, I think.
Nope.
Oh, is there another one?
There's Lewisburg, there's Sealands Grove, and there's Cole Township. Bam!
Whoa. Okay, then.
Wait, what's this?
You've been calling around.
No. I looked it up. I was so excited yesterday. I looked it up.
So where are the locations?
Lewisburg, Sealands Grove, and Cole Township.
But not Sunbury?
No. Oddly enough, I did not hear anything on Sunbury.
It's select locations.
That's because I can walk to the Sunbury liquor store to make it difficult.
Or how about that tiny little liquor store in Mifflinburg or the one in Milton? Tiny little, hi.
Wait, I didn't know there was one.
I guess they're opening, you know, they're just opening the bigger ones. So there you go. But Sunbury's not a bad size. So I got the phone number and I'm going to call, and so help me. See, even the dogs are upset. So
Murphy's excited for you.
Oh, thank you, Murph. I appreciate it. So help me, if I call and nobody answers, or it says the phone lines are jammed like that damn website has been jammed for 5 weeks. If this happens, I'm just going to lose it.
Tom, what? I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
It's going to be jammed up. So I would wait a day or two.
Wait a day or two?
Yes.
Here's what I did. I did what you told me to do on Friday, I think it was, Laura. I did order vodka from that distillery in State College.
Good job.
That is at Beer Fest every year in Milton. Those guys that we love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's supposed to arrive at my house today.
See? So problem solved.
Sort of. But,
and you supported a small local business.
I feel proud of myself for that.
I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. We'll follow up on this PLCB story. Look at Mark.
Listen, all I'm saying is we don't know how long this is going to go on. Uh-huh. Buy a case of vodka.
I got news.
Six bottles.
I got news for you. A case might not be enough.
Oh, geez, Louise.
They may be backing the truck up my driveway. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. News is next. We'll be back. I think they're doing more than dancing, but it's just me. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. First thing Monday morning, coming to you from our Sunbury studio and our Elysburg studio.
Oh, is that what we're calling my house now?
Yeah, I've decided.
The Elysburg studio.
You're no longer a homeowner. You're a radio station owner. What do you think?
Sweet. Tax write-off.
Tax write-off. Are you ready for the quarantunes on a Monday morning?
It's Friday, and I'm in gloves.
Yes.
Like, based upon the cure was fantastic.
I thought it was great.
Excited for today.
So now it's Monday, and it's not just a manic Monday. It's a meltdown Monday, okay?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Turn on the TV. Who's there?
Every day is such a show when I get anything you've ever seen.
Well, I think you're having a meltdown.
It's just another meltdown Monday. Or a pissed off Sunday.
Well, that was yesterday. Don't worry about it.
He wants a fun day. Campaign rally to run day. It's just another meltdown Monday.
We're going to get through this together, right, Laura?
I love it.
It's just another meltdown Monday. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV from the privacy of their homes.
I read that experts say coronavirus stress could lead to weight gain. I think that's what they said. It was tough to hear over the sound of my Dorito and Captain Crunch sandwich.
No more picking up produce at the grocery store and putting it back. Those days are gone. Find a kumquat and commit to it. And don't put it next to your ear and start tapping it like you're the fruit whisperer.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the local boys, the Badleys. Maybe they should go back in the studio and record Angelina's Stuck at Home.
Perfect.
She's hooked on Tiger King. Angelina's stuck at home. Anyway, good morning to Angelina and everyone in Central PA. It's good to be back. Laura's there. I'm here, but we're together, and that's the way it is. Can't do anything about that.
No, not now.
Nope.
That's okay.
We'll be together in the studio soon, I hope, in the next few weeks.
It was a little lonely in the studio Thursday and Friday. It was kind of weird just being by myself.
So you got my vibe, right? It's just kind of weird. Did you use low lighting like I do? Because people say, well, Tom, you know, using the low lighting's only going to make it worse. I'm like, well, why should I brighten up the whole studio if I'm the only guy standing in it?
Well, right? I mean, I turned on our Christmas lights and our normal... our normal overhead lights and stuff, but it's just kind of like in between songs. Normally, you and I are chatting. Sometimes people come to say hi.
Yeah,
we're dancing around a little bit, which I did by myself.
People on the couch, it's all good. Yep. But no,
nope.
This has changed everything. This is the new norm, which I hate. Anyway, hopefully we'll get it back. Hopefully we'll get it back soon. Today is 420.
It is. So, lots of people are at home.
That's it. We're not telling you what to do, but it is 420, and you wouldn't believe a celebrity birthday we have today, Laura.
I'm excited about it.
Stephen Marley, Bob Marley's other son, was born on 420. He's 48 years old. He's 48 years old today, and I think he's firing one up. That is the big... big fatty shaped cake for Stephen Marley. Other than that, no musical birthdays to sing or dance about. We'll have to get right to the local celebs, or as we call them, Laura, Biters.
Birthday Buddies!
Powered up by Biters Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store, 4th Street, Sunbury. They're closed, but you can still win on Friday. We'll tell you how coming right up. Happy birthday to Alexa Hillebold. She's 29 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Allison Hauer from Elysburg, 44 today.
Amy McCann from Dornsife is 26.
And Vanesky is 66.
Yeah, she calls us all once in a while, her and her husband.
She does.
Good people out there in Stonington. Bonnie Springer is 59 today.
Brittany Spishock from Sealands Grove is 29.
Wonder who she's named after. Joyce Campbell from Mount Carmel is 42.
Kelly Gardner from Watsontown is 49.
Lisa Beachel from Augustaville is 53 today.
Lois Osgood from Millmont is 66.
Happy birthday to Melissa Erdley. She's 31.
Happy birthday to Mike Treese from Coal Township, 41 today.
Nikki Bingaman, who used to work here. She's from Sunbury. She's 40 years old today.
Patricia Hess from Zealous Grove is 84.
Happy birthday to Rick Awansky. He's 61 today.
And a happy birthday to Roxanne York from Coltmont, 40 times today.
All right. Everybody's got a birthday, but there's nobody on the text club.
And I have no one on Facebook.
So the only way to get to us then and win would be the text club, right?
That's right. If you want to be in it to win it with Fighter's Birthday Buddies, text your birthday to 49330. Every Friday, we choose someone to win $100 from Fighter's. When they open back up, you can go shopping.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
It is.
So just join our text club and send your birthdays that way. And we'll see if we can make you a winner on Friday. Each and every morning at about this time, it's Biter's
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark is here with us. Rob, the Sports Center in the building. And other than that, we're on a skeleton crew. And starting today, we are a business, so we have to wear masks. Now, you don't need to wear them when we're talking, but we should be wearing them here in the building. Laura's at home. She doesn't need a mask.
No, because I'm in the privacy of my own home. It's just myself, my husband, and the pets. But starting today, if I do go out in any capacity, yes, you should be wearing. And I'm going to stop using the word mask. Okay. I'm going to start to use the words cloth face covering.
Okay, that's good. Okay, I get it.
Because there's a lot of debate going on mm-hmm. with what works, what doesn't work. People are saying, oh, you know, this virus is microscopic. It can get through anything. And here's the thing. Unless you are a PhD holding microbiologist, I don't want to hear from you.
That's a good way to put it, actually. Earlier this morning, and I've seen what you have posted personally on social media, and people yes. were lighting you up like crazy, which was totally unwarranted.
I got a lot of flack over the weekend. I shared our friends at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's post that they gave out hundreds of free cloth face masks this weekend. I thought it was wonderful what they were doing. Kudos to all of the volunteers who are sewing like maniacs to create face cloth coverings.
Including
for,
your own
for
mom.
Everyone.
Including your
yes,
own mom.
Yes, including my mom.
There she is at home doing it, which is
exactly.
great.
Exactly. So I shared that reminder, pickup on Saturday, etc. And people just did not like or appreciate that.
Now, this is what Mark has to deal with every day with the On the Mark show.
Well, here's the universal issue. People don't mind being asked what to do or urged what to do. They hate to be told what to do.
There it is.
That's all it is.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the American way, right? We do not like our liberties to be in question. And that includes whether we cover our faces or not in public. Guys, these are not normal times.
No, they're not. I mean,
we don't get to scream about being free and don't take away my rights and what. You don't get to do that right
no,
now.
No, put the mask on. It's for your
also,
own good.
Also, try
it's for
doing
others.
Something for the greater good. Stop thinking about yourself and think about others.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I got really, really angry this weekend.
Mark, I feel like we're getting a lecture from our mom.
Well, these, you know, and these are really classic coping skills. You know, do a little bit.
They are.
Don't beat yourself up about this. Go ahead. And if you feel irritated or angry, you know, go ahead. And a lot of people have a little bit of a short fuse right now. Go ahead and vent and get over it. But then turn it around. Don't think about yourself all the time. You know, serve, I guess, is to put it in one word somehow.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Hey, speaking of thinking of only yourself, the liquor stores are open today, and I'm kind of excited.
Selfishly speaking. Yeah, I thought the camp out with your cell phone was a little over
well,
the top.
Yeah, it happened.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. When you find yourself getting upset, and this is not an appropriate coping mechanism, grab a drink.
There you go.
Calm down.
We do have audio coming up of a guy that was serving drinks to nurses coming out of the hospital.
That's
at
awesome.
7 p.m. the other night, and they were so surprised. But yeah, today, Lewisburg, Selins Grove, and Cole Township will be doing curbside.
That's right. You call ahead, and then they will take your order. Probably there'll be a good line anyway, but they'll bring it out to you at the curb. So I don't believe you're going to stay in your vehicle. I think you might have to step out of your vehicle for this.
Pop the trunk or something.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Central PA. Here's the thing. I know that we're hard up for our hard liquor. Please be gentle and kind to the workers at the state stores today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Please.
You know, and your delivery guy, too, like the UPS guy, the FedEx guy, these guys are working hard.
I guarantee if you order your booze and they say it's going to be ready at 1 p.m., it's probably not going to be ready until 3 or 4. It's going to take a while.
Good point.
Be patient. Mm-hmm. Be kind.
And this is what happens when you try to adapt an antiquated system. You know, they don't have the warehousing or distribution. They don't really know how to do phone orders or any of these things.
And they're forced to do it now. So they're like, wow, this is different. Wow. It's the new normal.
It's funny. The dungeon doesn't hold computers very well.
How are we going to
do this? You're headed to that liquor store, though, wear your cloth face covering.
There it is.
Even in the vehicle, you suggest that because you are going to interact with somebody there.
I would suggest it.
I keep them in my vehicle, and then I put them
so
on.
So do I. I keep them in my vehicle. A bandana, a T-shirt, a homemade mask, whatever, mask on up. And if you have questions, head to those scientists at the CDC. Get your information from a good, reputable source.
There you go. I'm having flashbacks, though, because in the neighborhood where I grew up, when a guy walked into the liquor store wearing a mask, it was usually a bad thing. It was a bad thing. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the studio. Laura Goods in our home studio in Elysburg. We're playing it safe. We're staying healthy. You've seen these rows of applause and people on their balconies banging pots and pans for healthcare workers at 7 p.m. No matter where you are, you're encouraged to do that. It's
so touching. The video footage coming out of New York City is so cool because without fail, New Yorkers are doing that every night at 7 o'clock.
And it's kind of gone nationwide. Everybody is doing it if they live near a hospital. They blow the horns on their cars. They bang pots and pans. Well, consider the sanitation official in New York on Friday who stood on the street and handed out, are you ready for it?
Oh, boy.
Free cocktails.
Don't tell me you want a libation. Girls worked hard all week. Friday in New York. Listen to me, this is what I have. So just go by the tops, pick it, and then take your clean glass.
Okay.
Thank Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yay.
Colorado.
Whoa, the furthest.
Free drink Friday for the nurses. Free libations, as he'd say. And we're New Yorkers. Free libations.
We're New Yorkers. It's Friday in New York. It's time for a cocktail. You girls have been working hard all week.
And he's got a variety of drinks, and he's passing them out. He's kind of like doing a Try It Tuesday on a Friday in New York City.
That's fantastic.
I say congratulations there, buddy.
Give it a sip. Give it a taste.
The rest of the news coming up. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Broadcasting live and local from two different zip codes. It's all good. We're all trapped in the house. I don't know if you've seen the Toro lawnmower commercial, television commercial, where there's some fat guy mowing his lawn singing that song. It just kills me because he's got these big, like, earmuff headphones on, and he doesn't hit the note quite as well as Laura's husband does, Keith. So there you go.
No, one can.
Is that still his go-to at karaoke?
Oh, 100%.
There you go. Speaking of singing, I don't know if you got a chance of One World Together at Home on Saturday night. If you didn't get a chance to watch it across all three major networks, simulcasting is what us broadcasters call it, ABC, NBC, and CBS, broadcasting the same show at the same time, and then multiple internet outlets. Now you can download it and watch it. But if you missed it, man, it was amazing.
I watched it live. It was fantastic.
I mean, the Rolling Stones? I mean...
Right?
You can't always get what you want, which... Mick was amazing. Ron Wood doing the guitar work with him. Keith Richards just kind of like sitting on a couch looking like he was wasted playing some kind of guitar. And Charlie Watt playing a bunch of garbage cans for the drums. It was just amazing. And if the Rolling Stones are too old for you and Paul McCartney was too old for you doing a very cool version of Lady Madonna or Stevie Wonder paying tribute to Bill Withers and doing an original piece for COVID, if those people are too old, then how about Taylor Swift?
I know. Each night I pray to you. Desperate people find faith. Some now I pray to Jesus.
was amazing.
Yes, she was.
Soon You'll Get Better was the song. I was almost moved to tears just watching her sing that. She, like, I don't know. If you're a Taylor Swift hater, I can't figure you out. Let's just put it that way.
Do you know what's interesting? I found myself almost moved to tears several times. Just the messages, and I know they're celebrities, but just the messages of kindness and hope from so many stars.
Yeah, that's right. The people who didn't sing, like LL Cool J or Usher or, you know, that kind of thing. But all the messages were great. How about the way it wrapped up, though, with Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, John Legend.
Oh, my God.
And then that. That Italian soprano guy, whatever his name was.
Andrea Bocelli.
Bocelli, yeah.
Yeah, he's blind. He's amazing.
He is. Oh, man.
We ask that life be kind. And watch us from above.
Celine Dion's voice with Lady Gaga, amazing.
Let this be your prayer.
Just like every child.
John Legend, too. I just love it. The way that show wrapped up, I just sat on the couch, Laura. I don't know about you, but the show was over, and I just sat there. Mm-hmm. I was like...
Same. The husband and I watched it together. It was wonderful.
And again, if you missed it, out there in Central PA... there are numerous places you could watch it now. But bringing entertainment back to television in a way we never thought we'd see. And it was good.
It was very good.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
In an interview, Jada Pinkett Smith said that Governor Andrew Cuomo is her celebrity crush, which broke her celebrity husband's heart.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm here in the Sunbury studio. Laura's at her home studio, and we're getting it done. And we're feeling
I thought we had officially decided that this was the Elysburg studio. This is like Studio B.
Maybe we should call it that.
Have a tax write-off.
Maybe we should, get that tax write-off. We'll get you a major sponsor, too.
Perfect.
That would be great. And now from the Protein Shake studio.
I like it.
Some I don't know. We'll come up with something.
Metrix is a protein that's kind of like out there.
There you go. Go get them as a major sponsor. And as long as you're doing anything Facebook Live, you got to have that protein shake sitting there with the label visible. Okay, this is what we do.
It sounds good.
Hey, families are closer together. According to a recent study, more than half of families quarantined together actually feel like they're closer than ever before. And it's not just playing games and doing puzzles and all that. It's because they're feeling better. What do you think? I mean,
families are very, very busy typically, and now they're sort of having some downtime.
That's right. No more running the kids all around. Friday night, my family, for the first time ever, did a group Zoom from all over the East Coast.
How was that?
Oh, my God. I didn't know the rules. I logged on, and they were like, Uncle Tom, where's your drink? And I'm like, I don't have one. Well, you have to hang up. So they called it the family happy hour. So... I went and got myself a frosty beverage, and I was allowed back on. So
perfect.
There you have it. And yet there was all this good stuff coming out of this odd situation. did you hear about the restaurant in Arkansas? Customer walked in there and gave their entire stimulus check as a tip.
I think that's fantastic. Just barely getting by. We're making it, though. We just started crying and thanking God because it came at a time that most of our staff really needed that.
She was just sobbing and saying, it's their whole stimulus.
It was nice to be able to call them with good news. We've been open for a very long time, nearly 50 years. So we're stubborn and we're not giving up.
Restaurant just ready to close. Customer came in, signed over his $1,200 stimulus check to keep the restaurant open.
It's perfect.
It's amazing. And then there was the guy in Long Island over the weekend who decided he was going to raise money for the hospital that saved his life twice.
When I was born,
I had an issue with my pancreas. The doctors did an experimental surgery to save my life. They diagnosed this when I was in the hospital. I'm eternally grateful to everyone at Northwell, all the doctors, all the nurses. I really feel like the luckiest guy in the whole world, and I really love my family, and I got a lot more living to do.
They saved his life shortly after birth. They saved his life again. He walked out of there. He's a COVID-19 survivor. Unbelievable. These are the stories we need to hear. They give me goosebumps.
Do you know what other story?
What's that?
That I saw, and we can talk about it now or later.
We could do it now.
The dude who broke into the restaurant and then ate and drank for days.
Okay, I don't know if that's a good story, but it's weird.
It's certainly funny and impressive. Like, I'm not even mad at him. I'm impressed.
He broke into a restaurant that was closed, yep. And he ate and drank there for about 2 weeks of the quarantine.
He stole or drank 70 bottles of liquor.
And that's something.
In 4 days.
Wow. 4 days. I thought it was like 5 weeks.
No. 4 days.
4 days. See, this
again, is impressive.
This is the reason why Dave put double locks on the El Rancho, because he thought I was going to do this.
He's not wrong, Tom.
News is next. 94KX. You get knocked down, you just keep getting up. Tom and Laura in the morning. Another Monday. Another week of pandemic. We got this. We got this. I mean,
heck yeah, it's not just any Monday. Yeah. It's like a motivational Monday.
We have
this
to
week
get
is
motivated.
Going to be a good week.
I hope so. It is the last week of our Outstanding Teacher Awards. Now, so far, we've had a winner from Selins Grove, a winner from Milton, and this past Friday, James Brennan from Danville. Here's your chance, moms and dads, caregivers. Nominate your kid's favorite teacher for our final Outstanding Teacher Award from Service First. Wow.
It is very, very easy to do. You just head online to WQKX.com, fill out the form, and tell us why your kiddo's teacher, K through 12, is awesome.
Yes, and we'll get our last winner with Colleen on Friday. You got to hang out with Colleen on Friday. It was all good. Yeah.
I did. We got to chit-chat a little bit over the phone. It was so nice to hear her voice live and in person.
We'd much rather have her here in the studio, but given the situation, she's phoning it in, as are all of our guests with Tom and Laura. She's just a great person, Colleen.
She really is. And she's always so sunny and positive.
Maybe we all need
it. She really is.
We need a dose of Colleen to get through another week of pandemic.
You know what? Everybody should be like Colleen. Start your day with a smile.
There you go. And we try to do it here with all the good stuff. And you've got a thought for the day coming up, right?
Yes, indeed I do. And it's a good one today.
Stay with us. We close every show with a thought for the day. You got something good, I hope, Laura, right? Because it's Monday. We're facing another week of this crazy lifestyle. What do you got?
Okay, so it is Monday. And Mondays, even if you're working from home, can be rough. So this is your Monday morning reminder that you are powerful beyond measure, that you are capable of pretty much anything that you are willing to work for and put your mind to, and that you could change your life today, even from quarantine.
I like it.
Right?
I like it very much.
You got this, Central PA.
You got it. And we're here to help you. Chad Evans is up next. He's here to help as well. Laura, let's do this thing tomorrow too, okay?
Sounds like a plan. It's also a Try It Tuesday from my kitchen.
Another Try It Tuesday from Laura's kitchen. How many weeks has this been now? 50, 52? How many?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.